If you were attentive in your missal today, you have seen it says Sunday of All Saints. All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday. So the Orthodox Church, every year, the Sunday right after Pentecost, All Saints Day. And you know, we celebrate All Saints Day not so that those people who don't, you know, who are named after an ancient Greek philosopher or something and don't have a saint or whatever, you know, or were named, I don't know, Tyler or something, you know, they don't have a saint that they were assigned to that they can celebrate on All Saints. Come on, our religion is a little more profound, you know, than just being a catch-all day. The reason it's positioned right after Pentecost is with Pentecost and the descent of the Holy Spirit and the sort of birth of the church, the first sort of commemoration after that is like all the good fruits and all the success stories and all the heroes of the church that took full advantage of the grace that was now available. Before Christ, before Pentecost, there were, you know, a handful, two handfuls of people that had received major doses of grace, like the prophets, you know, I mean, you know, Isaiah and Elias and, you know, but it wasn't available to everyone. Now, after Pentecost, you know, and the Lord gave the apostles, or kind of ordained them. He ordained them, he gave them the Holy Spirit, and he said, and go out and make disciples of all. And so now you don't have to be, you know, one of the 12 prophets or something like that to have grace. It is available to everyone, which doesn't cheapen it in any way. It just means that maybe we are cheap in the sense that we don't really take full advantage of it because we could be, you know, getting the grace and then through keeping the commandments of Christ, preserving the grace and having it grow in us and be saints. So anyway, the first commemoration after Pentecost is those success stories, okay? Not so that everybody can say, I celebrate on All Saints Day, you know, whatever. Maybe don't even keep name days anymore, I don't know. So anyway, remember we've spoken about the movable cycle, right? We said that Easter, Pascha, kind of defines every year. It's kind of the pivot of the days before that are Lent and the days after, you know, which are the Pentecost period. And so from the first day, which is the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee, to this day, which is All Saints, is 127 days. I happen to know every one of those days has a number. I gave them a number. But anyway, so 127 days, which is just over a third of the year. Every year, that chunk is the movable cycle. A little bit this way, a little bit that way. Today ends it, okay? So until we start again in February or March, you know, with the Triodion, we'll just be following the regular calendar, and there won't be these extra Pentecost, Ascension, stuff like that. Also, we've spoken about the eight-mode cycle. You know, there's eight modes in the different groups of texts. When does that start? That starts next week. So all these things are like the recalibrating. The church calendar is like recalibrating. Now, today was the beginning of that 11-week cycle that Matins fans, people who come for Orthros, you know, you were waiting for it. We start, you know, number one of 11. So 1 through 11, 1 through 11, 1 through 11 until, you know, like Easter, and then it kind of is suspended for 50 days, and it has to restart at some point. It's always on All Saints Sunday, that 11-week cycle. I know it doesn't, you know, sounds like, what are you talking about? But, you know, if we were really football enthusiasts, we would want to know all the rules, right? And, you know, when the season begins and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and as we said last week, we want to love God and the church at least as much as football or whatever. You know, soccer or whatever. We said, you know, today the gospel said more. That's big. If you want to be a Christian, you got to love God more. But anyway, so also, so we recalibrate the Bible readings, you know, the start, they actually started last Tuesday of, you know, now we start reading the ones for the whole year. So anyway, I thought that would be some good information for you today to make sense of your church. If you make sense of what goes on in church, as we said before, your whole life will make sense, won't it? Let's stand and pray now.